Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And Malcolm Ballinger is here with us this morning with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
I am great. What a beautiful day.
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous today. And all week, the forecast.
Yes.
Lows in the 60s in the morning, highs near 80, maybe not quite 80, 0% chance of rain.
Gotta love it. I like to wake up in the morning when it's chilly and you're under the covers keeping
you
warm.
Yes, I love it too. And I had my windows open last night in my my apartment. I was like, oh, so nice just to have that fresh air, and it was cool. Mm. I love fall for about 1,000 different reasons.
Open the windows, let all that pollen in.
Maybe that's why I'm worse this morning, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So today's a big day. Lots going on today. It's the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Navy. So hats off to all of our sailors and all of those who have been part of the Navy over the years. I was sharing earlier that my dad was in the Navy. He served in World War II on a ship. He was one of the lieutenant commanders of a ship off the coast of North Africa.
Oh.
And so he has pictures of himself and his crewmates and stuff on shore with natives and people from Africa. And it's just fascinating. He's got a whole album of his tour that he did, I guess, back. And he was gone for quite a long time. The communication back then was very different than today.
You couldn't make a cell phone call.
There was no cell phones. There was no computers. And think about people being serving at that time. I mean, when he left, my mom didn't know when he was going to come back. There was no set time or service. They were just serving till the end of the war, essentially.
Yeah.
So it was just a different time. But anyway, for all of those who have served over the years, thank you for your service. And it is quite a celebration, especially for us here in Pensacola, with our home of the Navy Blue Angels here and NAS Pensacola and all of our military here. We're grateful for you.
Yes, absolutely.
So there you go.
So well said.
250 years. Hard to believe.
Mm.
It's a long time. Look at Malcolm. Did you have your coffee yet? Because you're very quiet. I can tell. This is how
I was letting you sort of ramble on there, you know.
So we don't need me rambling, you know. The other thing today is National No Bra Day. Just in case you were wondering, Malcolm.
I hadn't noticed. I'm ashamed to say.
I know. I don't know if anybody knows. but just in case you're getting dressed right now, just so you know, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know who comes up with these national days, because you can go online and you can look up what's today, and it'll have 20 things that each day. It's something, you know, serious things and not serious things.
Yeah,
so.
One of the reasons I'm glad that I'm male and not female is that I mentioned... Well, it must be the most uncomfortable thing in the world to wear one. But
true.
It's probably also very uncomfortable not to wear one.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
just between us girls.
Yeah.
Let's change the subject.
Yeah,
I think we're delving into. How about this? If you have a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. Today's also Columbus Day.
But I can assure you that I will, with due diligence, check out to see if anybody is observing No Bra Day.
Oh, what have I done? I've created a monster.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
We're going to get the cutoff switch.
I've got a sweater on, buddy, so just so you know.
Yes, let's change the subject before
oh my goodness.
We get taken off the air.
Yeah, we're pushing the limits here probably. But you know what? I hope everybody's laughing a little bit. We need a little laughter in our day.
Yes, we do.
So here you go. Oh, my God. Someone just texted it. Laud, L-A-W-D. Don't tell everyone it's National No Bra Day.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yes.
Every text of that, and I'm with you.
Yeah, please, if you're listening, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
Between us.
True.
I don't think anybody else in the world knows anyway.
Probably not. But yeah. I just think it's funny. So, but because there's a lot going on today, so we also have that it is Columbus Day.
It is Columbus Day.
And
yes.
National Indigenous Day for some states
government
as well.
Of course, the government's shut down anyway, but the post offices and banks are closed.
I had that thought of going to the bank this morning. Whoop, nope, not today.
Not today.
A reminder that a lot of folks are off today, so I hope you enjoy. It's a gorgeous day to have the day off.
Yes,
gorgeous day. It'll be gorgeous on the beach, golf course, tennis, pickleball.
I played golf yesterday. It was the most beautiful day.
Oh, gosh.
Just absolutely perfect.
Well, I had so much fun. This is one of the best weekends I've had in a long time. I had so much fun this past weekend.
It was the Parade of Homes.
Yeah, well, that did you go?
Yes. Well, I went first Thursday night to the kickoff party. They had all the builders.
And that's right.
The prize presentation. Mm-hmm. And so lots of folks that I know had a great time socializing. But it was also good to talk a little bit about business and the direction of home building and mortgages and real estate.
I wish I had had time to go to that because I would love to see what the new trends are. What is when you're building the new homes, what do they look like? Did you notice anything that's really different with the current homes now and what they were building, what they're showing now? I mean, architecturally or the colors or?
I think conceptually, smaller homes are, I think, more in vogue.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Minimization? Minimizing?
Yes. Better use of the space.
Mm-hmm.
As you may have noticed, particularly in downtown, there's a big trend to infill. Empty lots are now being built on.
Yeah.
And because they are smaller lots, then builders have adapted.
Mm-hmm.
And those two-story, I call them shotgun, but they're not really shotgun. They're longer than they are wide.
Mm-hmm.
I think are very creative and really make them into beautiful homes.
And they're filling in those spaces,
empty
lots,
yeah.
But they actually look really pretty. And they kind of have a, what's the word? They have front porches.
Yes.
And
yes.
Kind of an old-fashioned look in a way.
Yeah.
But still modern, if that makes any sense.
Well, to you, I'm sure it does.
Oh, I'm so in trouble today. I'm not even going to get anywhere. So.
As you can tell, I don't know what happened this morning.
I don't know, but you
jumped out of bed ready to go.
You need another cup of coffee sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger about Ballinger Publishing and events in the community. If you've got something that you wanted to mention or talk about, please text it in at 850-437-1620. It's Monday, and guess what? Most of y'all have the day off, so enjoy. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is time for Ballinger Publishing with the owner and publisher, Malcolm Ballinger. We do this every Monday, bright and early at 9:30. He's here with us, and we're always talking about the publications and what they do. But it's also fun when I have Malcolm here because we're old friends, as you might have gathered. And but we have a chance to talk about the community and things that are happening in Pensacola, which is also a lot of fun, too. So Parade of Homes, I'm assuming, was a success then.
Yes, I've heard it was record crowds.
Wow. Well, Ballinger Publishing published the guide to Parade of Homes, which is how many pages?
125, I believe.
So if you didn't get a chance to go, all of the homes from the Parade of Homes are actually in the guide that you can pick up anywhere. Great photos, floor plans, descriptions of the amenities for each home, the location, all of that. So that will be around for a while if you weren't able to make it this weekend. So definitely, and you can actually download that on your website.
BallingerPublishing.com, yes.
Very good, okay.
Or you can go on your mobile phone and download it. Not download it, what's the right expression?
That's it.
I guess.
Yeah, you can view it on your phone.
Yes, view it on your phone.
There you go.
It is mobile phone friendly.
There you go. That's amazing, really. The technology is amazing.
Yes. What will they think of next?
I don't know. I'm pedaling as fast as I can to keep up. So this is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620, if you want to comment or have anything you would love for us to talk about.
Before we get on to other subjects.
Yes, sir.
We must remind everybody to stay tuned after 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Because I shall still be here. You won't get rid of me.
No. Well, we have Malcolm's going to stick around for a little bit longer.
And I have Ice Flyers tickets to
give away. And when's the opening? This weekend?
Yeah. The 18th, which is, I think that's Saturday, isn't
it? Yeah. Is it this weekend?
Yeah.
Wow.
New jerseys, new coach.
I saw the jerseys. Those look cool.
Yeah.
So this look great. So we'll be giving those tickets away in the next half hour.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. I just a little plug for the Ice Flyers, and particularly the owner, Greg, who I've become, well, we've become pretty good friends. Mm-hmm. And he does, it's such a wonderful guy, does a great job with the Ice Flyers. Yeah. He's really an asset to the community.
Yeah, he is. He was on the show just last week, and he's just a great promoter of the Ice Flyers. But the Ice Flyers also... What I love about our sports organizations here in Pensacola, the Blue Wahoos also, mm-hmm. are so supportive of all the different community organizations and events and charities, constantly doing charity nights and different kinds of events and promoting. And they don't have to, and they do it because of the ownership of someone like Greg, who really, really cares.
Yes. My two favorite games.
Okay, which are?
Well, you could probably guess. It's the small dog, wiener dog race.
Talk about that. How does that work?
Well, the last one, they had, I think, six heats. And they, I don't know, there's probably 20, at least 20 dogs in each one. And
dachshunds?
Well, just small ones.
Oh, small.
All kinds of.
Oh, okay.
Sausage dogs and I don't know what the names are, but small dogs.
Okay.
Usually with their belly scraping the ice.
So they don't put carpet down. They actually run these races on ice.
They run on the ice.
That's not fair. And it's poor puppies.
It's really funny to see the reaction. Some dogs just sit down and won't. Hey, I'm not participating in this.
Good for them.
Excuse me. For anything. Mm-hmm. And then there are dogs that sort of run and then run around and around.
Oh, cute.
And then there's about two or three that have their mind on business and dash
right down to their owners. That's
yes.
funny.
So they finish up with about 12 finalists.
Uh-huh.
And it's again, there's usually one dog that's
one
really
standout
that's trained mm-hmm. or has his mind on mm-hmm. business and just shoots straight
that's
for
funny.
It.
When did they do this?
It's during the intervals. I'm not sure when the first wiener dog race is, but it it'll be on the schedule.
Okay. So we could go to their website, I suppose, and look
at
the schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So it's a great event to take the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun for the whole family.
Well, they do a lot of things that for the family throughout the whole game, right? And the breaks and things like that.
Yeah. And it's just good that you can sort of stand up and stamp your feet and scream and yell and get it off your chest. Mm-hmm. But it's just good family fun.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. When you said there was something else besides the wiener dog thing that you liked, you said there was another.
Well, they have a small dog's race and a wiener dog's race.
I gotcha. Okay.
At least they did last year. I assume they do this year.
Yeah.
But they won't do away with the small dogs because it's so much fun.
Yeah. Well, stick around because we're going to give away some tickets in the next half hour.
Yes.
Okay.
The next game, I believe, is the 25th, which is a week from Saturday.
Okay. So this weekend's opening night, Saturday.
Opening night.
That'll be fun.
And then the week after is against the Huntsville Havoc.
Oh, boy.
So they're a mean team.
Okay. Well, you already gave
a good game.
You already gave away tickets for this weekend. So these tickets will be
yes,
for the following weekend.
Vicky, who won. Yes,
yes.
Vicky, you cannot enter again this week. Don't be greedy.
You can only win once.
But anybody who won last year is eligible to
enter. Okay. Very good. That's good to know.
Reset the clock.
All right. Well, I wanted to give a shout out to all the folks on Pensacola Beach this weekend because they had such a big weekend. We had the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, and hats off to Renita Cross and all the volunteers and people that organized that. I had a chance to attend MC one of the events and also attend some others. It was fabulous, Malcolm. I mean, to see these artists and hear them sing these original songs. I was lucky the night that I got to MC, a lot of the artists had won Grammy Awards.
Wow.
And through the stars that they had written for. So some of them had written for Jimmy Buffett, Trisha Yearwood, Faith Hill. There were so many.
Yes.
And then to hear them tell the story of how that song got written was just fascinating.
Yes.
And to hear their version of it, just they were on acoustic guitars. And one of them sang, "It's 5 o'clock somewhere," that he wrote. And I just loved to hearing the story of how that song was written.
I Yeah, I unfortunately couldn't make it this year, but in past years I've been, and you're absolutely right. Probably the most interesting part is the preamble, how they came to write the song and who for. Mm-hmm. I remember one was a songwriter that had written a couple of big hits for Rogers, the Coward of the County guy.
Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
And I was very familiar with the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really fascinating.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And they had over 140 songwriters here this past week and a half. Because they did a week in Pensacola, the weekend here in Pensacola Beach. Mm. It was incredible. So I'm so excited that they have a whole committee now that works on it. All the people that were volunteering. Lots of sponsors. It's really become its own thing. And every songwriter that I've met and talked to said, this is one of the best run festivals that we've ever participated in. The festival committee really took care of us. We've had such a great time. I'm going to tell my friends, we've got to do this. And one guy posted, I'm coming back every year no matter what. And that says a lot about Pensacola and our hospitality and the way that we take care of people here.
And I think above all, it probably brings in a lot of out-of-town visitors to
absolutely, not to mention the songwriters and their families and everybody and their friends that come in for it. So okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. Hope you're having a good Monday so far. For most of the folks, they don't have to work today, so that makes it good. And it's gorgeous. No rain in the forecast. So you can't do anything official because everything's closed because of the Columbus Day and Indigenous Day holiday. So you have to vacation today. You have to not do anything important. Put those bills aside. Go outside and ride a bike or go out to the beach or do something fun for yourself today. Right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So, Catherine, we were talking about downtown housing and the Parade of Homes, and our good friend Catherine, who's a regular listener for News Radio, she sent in a text saying, and thank you, Catherine, because I was trying to find the words, downtown housing is like a modern colonial style.
That is
perfect.
A great
description.
Thank you,
Catherine. Thank you for that. Then Vicky had texted in about tickets that Saturday at the Ice Flyers is on October 25th. It's $5 a night, which is great. But if you go on one of the ticket sites like Ticketmaster, I think it's $10. My guess is that's because there's fees.
Yeah.
So you probably could get the $5 by going directly to the box office.
I would think so,
That would be your best bet, so you don't avoid those online fees.
You know what those texts prove to me what I've always said.
What's that?
Only the smart people listen to our show.
Absolutely. Smart and classy, I might add.
Smart, classy, and knowledgeable.
Yes. So thank you both. And anyone else is listening this morning, you just know that you're in the smart and classy club.
That's right.
Speaking of smart and classy, I just want to do a shout out about our friends that did the Songwriters Festival, but also my friends at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Y'all knocked it out of the ballpark this week. They really did, went all out for Taste of the Beach. Malcolm was, I got a chance to go to every single event. It was absolutely fantastic. Bigger and better this year. So many great chefs involved, talents. So if next half hour, I want to talk a little bit about that, because I got to say there's so many people that work so hard. It takes about a year or so to put these events together. Mm. And when it all comes together and comes together beautifully, boy, oh boy, was it something.
I was very sorry to miss it.
I'm telling you, and I know how much you love food. I'm like, why is Malcolm not here? He likes food and wine. Where is he? this is your event, buddy. You should
food,
be on
wine,
the
and beer,
yeah, you should be on the committee for this one.
But
it was fantastic. So I'll talk a little bit more in detail. So you can go ahead and put it on your calendar for next year and get your reservations for some of these events that they put on.
There are so many great events in Pensacola.
Oh, gosh.
October. We have Oktoberfest is coming up,
On the 18th. Is that this weekend?
That is this
Saturday. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll have to talk about that, too. So that's coming up. And then right around the corner, the Gulf Coast Arts Festival is going to be happening, which is that first weekend of November always.
Yes.
So, it's going to be a whirlwind, but a good one. All right, we will be back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back right after the news with Malcolm Ballinger as we talk a little bit more about the community and what's happening in Pensacola. If you've got something you'd like us to talk about, just text it in, 850-437-1620.
And now it's time for your daily Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Monday, Monday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all
good morning. morning. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. When you hear the mamas and the papas singing about Monday, Monday, you know it's time for Malcolm Ballinger, who's kind enough to stick around for a second half hour this morning, since a lot of folks are on vacation today. So Malcolm is filling in. So thank you for sticking around, Malcolm.
I'm working harder today.
I know.
What happened?
I know. I love it. Well, one of the things I did want to talk about, I started to say in the last half hour, just want to say hats off again to everybody on Pensacola Beach, all of the restaurants, all of the volunteers, the folks at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, their board of directors, especially hats off to Jessica Simpson, who is the current president and CEO, Christine Brewster, Jack Brink. Those are the folks who were out there the entire weekend, and the ambassadors. They had events almost every night. They had the Thursday night event, which was the Coastal Cruise, Sunset Cruise, which was amazing. I had a chance to be a part of that. Then Friday night, they did the Taste of the Beach VIP Trolley. If you have not done that, Malcolm, I'm telling you, you would love this. They had five different start times, five different trolleys, and then they go from one, you get on the trolley, and then you go from one restaurant to the next. And each, there's five restaurants that participate, and they kind of try to, the chefs try to outdo each other. So they may or may not serve something from their menu, but it's always something special. So it started out where you would go to the restaurant and you'd sit at the table, and it would be, well, now they're decorating the tables. They have people that are speaking. The chef comes out and explains the dish. It's so much fun. So hats off to all the participating restaurants for that. We went to Crabs, Flounders, Salt, Pensacola Beach Resort, and who am I leaving out? Shaggy's. So we had five different restaurants, so that was fun.
So you and I must do that next year.
I'm telling you, it is so much fun. And if you haven't done it, what a treat. It's so worth it.
Problem is, they'll have to roll us out to our car.
Well, it's pretty funny because I have to confess.
Available.
Yeah, they have food and wine. And if you get a good trolley host, they have a trolley host for each trolley. Yeah. Our trolley host was giving out shots.
Oh.
My understanding is the last trolley of the evening is now officially known as the party trolley. That one leaves at about 8:45. And so anyway, I heard it went really well. So, and then Saturday, the festival from 10 to 4, you had all the restaurants from the beach participating. We had vendors out there and entertainment, and Manette Hodges with her Dancingly Yours girls and dancers came out. They do that every year. Our own very own Brent Lane from Cat Country emceed the entire event, and I had the privilege of judging. There's a competition between all of the chefs, and so I had to taste 12 different, it was terrible, I had to taste, Malcolm, 12 different specialty dishes.
Somebody has to do it.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
But I did want to announce the winners, because this is the chefs take it very seriously, and they went all out. I mean, I got to tell you, we think about our chefs. They're so busy in the summer with all the tourists that come in, and they're doing fried shrimp and they're doing all those meals. But some of our chefs are award-winning chefs. They've won awards, culinary awards all across the country. And here they are, get a chance to show off their skills. So we got pretty special dishes, I have to say. It was a tough decision. But I want to say congratulations to Salt. They came in first place with a dish, which was a lobster ravioli. It was to die for. Oh, my God. It was melting in your mouth. I've never had anything so good in my life. The second place came into Casino Beach, Barn Grill. They did a ahi tuna pokey nachos, which was beautifully decorated. I mean, the presentation was beautiful. And then Shaggy's had this amazing Chef Sean Wheeler, who's one of our favorites, one of my personal favorites. Chef Sean put together, it was an oyster bacon jam, which sounds kind of strange, but I have to tell you, I don't eat oysters, but this was a melt-in-your-mouth kind of oh, my gosh, it was so good. But all of the entries, it was tough. All of the entries were really good. So they did a People's Choice. I didn't hear who the winner was. I'll have to find out from Jessica who won the People's Choice this year. But it was gorgeous on the beach. We had a breeze, and it was sunny, and you had music, and they had a big screen TV for people that like football. So I was happy because I could eat and watch football.
Well, that reminds me. I actually watched the game.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a nightmare game that was. They're talking about the Georgia-Auburn game.
Yes.
So as many of you know, I'm a huge Georgia fan, but I'm telling you, the officiating was atrocious in that game. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. I kind of had a foot in both camps because obviously, well, you're a good friend, and I want to see your team win.
Yeah.
But my granddaughter is at Auburn.
Oh, really? See, I love Auburn. Auburn is one of my favorite schools. I will root for Auburn any day, and I've shared this with many friends. I don't know, Georgia and Auburn, we have a very friendly relationship, probably because half the people that I went to school, like high school, when either went to Georgia or Auburn. Mm-hmm. There's a real, I don't know what the word is. We're neighborly. We're very friendly with each other.
I don't know if Gracie was at the game. I must text her and find out.
Well,
but she's not really a big football person. But, of course, when you get to college.
Oh, my gosh. The SEC.
It's part of the.
When you have those SEC night games, when the Auburn went all out and they had the band. I mean, it's just, you can't beat it. It's just, and then when the Eagle flies down, oh, man. Mm. I still think that is one of the coolest things ever. Because, obviously, they have the War Eagle. And if you haven't ever been to an Auburn home game, the War Eagle comes from the top of the stadium, flies down. I just think that's the coolest thing ever. Mm. I really do. But the game itself, lots of bad officiating going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like it when the officials get in the way of the game. And that was a big problem. They just kept stopping and stopping. I mean, I've never seen so many penalties.
It's a difficult thing to be the ref.
You think?
Well, you got to have eyes in the back of your head. And
right.
Of course, there's always somebody second guesses every decision you make. Mm-hmm. It's got to be one of the worst jobs in America.
Well, I do love college football. So what did you decide? Did you go with Auburn or Georgia, or are you just going to go with the winner?
Well, because of my granddaughter, Gracie, then I was for Auburn.
Okay. Yes. That's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. Okay, got a nice comment here for you, Malcolm, from Jim, one of our listeners. He says, Malcolm starts my week off right. Love the show.
Well, thank
that's
you.
That's so sweet, so thank you. Well. And then and Nancy says, she goes, love Monday mornings with you, she said, but now, and in big capital, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm sorry, Nancy. Yes. I feel for you. Feel the same way. But put Taste of the Beach on your calendar again for next year, you guys, because honestly, it takes a lot of work to put it all together. And hats off. You know, all of our restaurants come out there and do a special dish that's under $10 that people can come and try. And they just go out. And the bars, too. Bamboo Willie's was out there. My friend Robert Klein. And they just all go all out. And the cool thing was this year, partnered with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. So towards the end of the afternoon, from about 2 till 8, they had songwriters on the stage. Oh. And it was just the symmetry was great. Great. It was wonderful. Can't say enough.
Moving to the future.
Yes, sir.
We have so many great events.
I know. This is my favorite time
of
year.
I was just looking through my downtown crowd.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Ballinger Publishing.
Yes.
Why we're here. What? Tell me, Malcolm, what's in downtown crowd?
Well, for the future, Foo Foo Fest is coming October
30th. I know. It's starting.
And there's all kinds of great events.
Absolutely.
For Foo Foo. But this coming Saturday is Bocktoberfest.
One of my all-time favorite events.
Yeah. I was asked to be a judge, but unfortunately I'll be out of town on Saturday, so I couldn't go.
How fun would that be for the costumes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you're going to see so many cute costumes. If you've never been to Bocktoberfest, it is in downtown Pensacola. What is the time? Does it say on your thing what the time is on there?
Let me get to that page.
Our research department?
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's all about the dogs.
Yep.
Bocktoberfest.
Yep.
Contest races, food trucks, games, kids zone, free family fun.
Well, definitely dress up your pets because it's very competitive. Mm. I saw the cutest outfit at Taste of the Beach. I saw at Shaggy's this little dog. Have you ever seen the, I don't know if I can describe it properly, but it was the little dog, but the costume made the dog look like a person, the front of the costume. And it took me a second because it looked like a little midget person walking around, and then I saw the tail and realized, oh no, it was so stinking cute. I can't take it.
I always wonder what those dogs are thinking.
Right?
Thinking, you know, my mom made me wear this.
Right.
Am I really look as ridiculous as I think I do?
I will tell you, every Christmas I would put my little Maltese in a red Santa outfit. And I'm telling that dog loved that outfit.
Mm.
It was the funniest thing because when I would try to take it off of him, he would kind of like give me this look, this little growl, like, don't touch, don't. He loved it. And he would strut around with his little tail wagon, and he thought he looked like all that in that white, in that little red Santa outfit.
Well, dogs are like people.
He knew he
some
looked
like
good.
Some like doing it, some don't.
He knew he looked good.
Yeah.
All right, well, on that note, we're going to come back in just a few minutes. This is Pep Talk with Ballinger Publishing and my fabulous guest, Malcolm Ballinger, on Monday.
<Thank you. laughs>
Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on this Monday morning with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. And on now we're in the season. We're finally back into the ice hockey season, which means we have ice hockey tickets to give away.
Yes. All the listeners are saying, I wish you'd get on to the tickets.
Yes,
quit
absolutely.
Waffling yeah. and get on to the tickets.
Quit chatting. Let's get on to business.
We have 4 tickets.
Oh, wow.
Always say this. They're my tickets. They're wonderful tickets. They're not up somewhere in the stratosphere. They are in great viewing.
Oh, great. Okay.
Almost at center ice.
Okay.
And as I say, 4 of them. It's for the game on Saturday, October the 25th, which is a week from Saturday.
So not this Saturday, but the next Saturday.
Yeah, okay. It's at 7:05, and it's against the Huntsville Havoc.
You can't say that without adding the...
yeah. These are mean boys coming in from Huntsville.
Huntsville Havoc. Yeah, there you go. You can't say it. You can't just say Huntsville Havoc.
No.
You can't. You got Huntsville Havoc.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do they have to do? What do they have to say to win?
Well, we're going to come up, and I haven't even thought about it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking on my feet here for a question, difficult question.
Okay.
But while I think, you will need to text in the answer, of course.
Right.
And your email address.
Okay.
Name and email address.
Okay. When you text in the answer, it includes your name and email address.
And then I will email the tickets to you electronically.
So this will go directly from Malcolm, not through the station this time.
Yes.
So we don't do the station.
They're now all electronic tickets.
Excellent.
So I have to do it that way.
Okay.
But it's very efficient.
Simple enough.
We're in the modern age here.
All right, sir. What's the question?
Well, funny you should ask that. I don't have a question.
Keep it simple. It's Monday. Everybody's on holiday today.
Yes. Okay. Let's have a really difficult one.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
What is the expression for the start of the game, the hockey game?
Ooh.
What is that expression?
For the start of the hockey game.
They say such and such is at 7:05.
At
7:05.
What is it? What do they call
it? Am I being too vague here? Or do you
think? It's the opening, whatever the opening of the game. What do they call that in hockey?
Yes.
They call it something in basketball, the tip-off.
Tip-off, yeah.
Right, okay. In football, the kickoff.
Kickoff.
So what is it? 850-437-1620. If you get it right, get the answer right, you might just have yourself 4 tickets to
the wonderful tickets.
At Pensacola Ice Flyers.
The only thing I ask and always ask is you have a good time.
Yes.
Stamp your feet, cheer for the Ice Flyers,
right?
And just generally have a great time.
There you go. That's an easy
requirement.
That's
all I ask.
Okay. All right. It's time to text it in, 850-437-1620. What do they call that opening moment of a high school?
What do they do to start the game?
Okay. What do they do to start the game?
Is a better way to
say it. Your name, your email, and then we will go from there. So you keep talking. I'm going to look at the answers here.
Have we totally confused everybody?
Probably, but we'll keep going here. Let's see.
Any?
Okay. No, you go. You talk. I'm looking at all the answers coming in. Hang on.
While Meg talks about or looks at the winning,
I don't think this is the correct answer, but it's pretty funny. The first fight starts at 7:05. Thanks, Jim. That was pretty good.
funny guy.
Okay, I've got lots of different answers here.
I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out.
Exactly. There you go. They just happened to play a little hockey in between the fights.
Yes.
That's funny. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Keep going.
No correct answers. Have we confused everybody?
Not yet.
Okay. So let's talk about... what's coming up? I'm so confused, even Meg. I have to write down.
Yeah, what is it? Make sure we get the right one. First one in. 850-437-1620. What do they call the opening of a hockey game?
There we are. That's what I.
Oh, okay.
That's what I believe it's called.
Okay.
Maybe I'm all wrong here.
I don't know. I'm getting different answers from that.
Oh. Well, do you want to read out some of the answers?
Well, I got one that got that what you said, so I'm going to go with that one. So we have a winner. Daniel has said that the puck drops.
Yeah, or drop the puck.
Drop the puck.
Puck drops at 7:05.
Okay, so Daniel, you are the winner. A lot of folks sent in the face-off, and I have heard that before.
Yeah, that could be correct.
Face-off. Let's see. So someone says, I know the answer, but can't play because I just won the tickets. That's Vicky. Drop the puck. Now we've got a bunch of folks coming in with drop the puck. So we're going to go with that. Daniel Paquette is our winner. So Daniel, if we've got your email, Malcolm will be reaching out to you directly to give you those tickets electronically. So congratulations. How about that?
Yeah,
good stuff.
Good. Oh, that's
I
great.
Love it.
We got lots of good answers.
Yes, of course. Even, still
even a funny
in,
so answer.
We love the funny ones, though, yes, for sure. So thank you all so much. And we'll be doing this on a regular basis now that we're in the season, right?
Yes, yes. I do like to attend some games myself, but generally I give them away on a Monday.
Excellent.
And I know our listeners enjoy the game.
And we always love getting reports back. So, Vicky, take copious notes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, please send us
and send a little comment after the game when, yeah, you know, when we come back on that following Monday. We'd love to hear how it was.
Yeah, send us a text. You enjoyed.
What happened, so.
Didn't enjoy, whatever.
Yeah. And so congratulations again to Daniel. We appreciate you listening. And for everybody that texted in, thank you so much. And Malcolm, you've got more stuff there. You've got the Downtown Crowd.
Yes.
Which, by the way, it's a newspaper that comes out every month. And it has all the activities and things come up, the community. And it's great. It
yes
really is a great resource. I keep it on my desk because it's a great resource.
On the back page, an event, which is actually your part of the world.
I love that event.
That Boo at the Zoo.
The Gulf, they do it every zoo boo.
Trick or treat with the animals.
How cute.
There's a trick-or-treat trail,
mm-hmm,
bounce houses, face painting, caricatures, 50-plus vendors.
Right.
At the Gulf Breeze Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, well, this coming weekend, the 18th and the 19th,
right,
and the weekend after the 25th and 26th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So many fun things to do with the kids for Halloween. That, you know, Halloween's changed so much from when I grew up, where we would canvas the neighborhood, and nowadays there are many more private events. We've got the big trick-or-treat event coming up, too. I have to look it up, too. That'll be on the beach at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. They do their event every year, which is a lot of fun for the kids to come out and get candy and stuff, where it's a safe environment. That's a lot.
Yes.
So the Gulf Breeze Zoo Boo is so much fun. So you don't want to miss these events. And you can find all of them in the Downtown Crowd.
Oh, that's right. And I'm just referring to the page 21,
mm-hmm,
and looking at some of the events coming up. Ballet Pensacola.
Oh, right.
Excuse me. They're Dracula.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Somehow Dracula and ballet don't seem to go together, do they?
Well, I guess when you're dipping the person that you're going to be kissing their neck, could work.
Oh, bite their neck.
Yeah, bite their neck. Yeah, there you go. That could work. Okay,
yeah.
We'll have to figure this out during the break. We will be back in just a couple of minutes right here on Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing as we're looking through Downtown Crowd and discovering. We've been talking about all the past events, but we have just a plethora, my favorite word, of events coming up this month. And I wanted to be sure and mention, I didn't realize it was this weekend, but October 17th, this Friday night, is Beach-O-Ween, one of my favorite events. It's at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. It's sponsored by Santa Rosa Island Authority, Visit Pensacola, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber. It's from 4 to 8. It's open to the public. Bring the kids out. It's for kids. It's mm-hmm a safe place to trick-or-treat. They're going to have all kinds of vendors. And for every vendor, they have a game. The kids have to play a game to win a treat, to win the candy. And they're going to have face painting, and they have entertainment. Our friends from Cat Country are going to be out there. They're doing a costume contest that'll be right there at the pavilion when they have the little amphitheater there that you have at the big seashell, they call it. But it'll be 4 to 8 this Friday night, and it's so much fun. It's such a cute event. So many cute little gremlins and goblins running around.
An event for the parents.
Yes.
Truly one of my favorite events,
okay,
is Jazz for Justice.
Oh, when
it's
is that?
It's November the 2nd.
Okay.
And it is the Preservation Hall Brass Band.
Oh.
Now, they bring in only the finest bands from New Orleans. Just really wonderful music.
Okay.
If you like, obviously, if you like a little jazz, it is the perfect place to go. 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. November the 2nd, which is, I believe, Sunday.
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, we have touched on so many events this morning. Malcolm, thank you for sticking around with me to keep me company. I appreciate it.
Well, I think it's time for me to go. I've imposed myself on your listenership long enough.
The music is playing.
Play me off.
All right. But thank you so much, sir, for keeping me company. Thanks, everybody, for listening in.
Thank you.
Hope everybody has a happy Monday. I'll be back right after the break with more on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And don't forget, you can find all these events and the things we've been talking about in Ballinger Publishing's Downtown Crowd, and you can get that online too at ballingerpublishing.com.